Now I'd like to introduce you my guest on the first hour of today's local show, Mr. Ryan Olson, who you might be familiar with if you heard the Gang's record at all. Ryan played a role as the Wrangler, which is how do you even describe it? Let's talk about Gangs in a second. Let's talk about you first, Ryan.
Okay.
Who are you and where are you from? How did you end up in Minneapolis doing what you do?
From Eau Claire.
This is sort of like Eau Claire too.
Yeah, there's so much Eau Claire here.
Which isn't a bad thing, man. A lot of great bands coming out of Eau Claire these days.
Sure.
We're gonna call you back when we get the party bus together and go down and do the Eau Claire local show, the all Eau Claire local show. You're gonna have to. And I think you might be the Ken Kesey of that trip.
Yeah,
there's so much.
When did you first know that music was what you wanted to do, and what did you do about it when you knew?
I played bass in a band.
That's fantastic.
We had a SK1 and a pogo ball.
What was it called?
Sled Napkin.
From that point, was that like a ska band? Were you playing a ska band?
No, I was trying to make haircuts for the future, like for the year 2000, you know? I thought we needed new haircuts, so Snagray, who didn't know about that. My name is
What happened? The beard. This is the beard thing. You were going to connect the beard dreads to the hair dread. You're a member of Marijuana Death Squads. And that's happening Tuesday, August 10th for the Four Nights in Loring. Local bands, local films, Marijuana Death Squads with POS, members and gangs also on board. We'll be performing in Loring Park. Also a screening of the movie Fargo. You got anything special planned for that event?
Sometimes, yeah.
One for the kiddies?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a family-friendly Marijuana Death Squad show?
Sometimes, yeah.
As family-friendly as you guys get.
Sometimes, yeah.
Also Saturday, August 14th, it's the Loring Alley Party from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Slapping Purses, Voyager, Total Fnickle Blood, Poop Smeared Mirror, Tender Meat, Spider Baby Raw Dog, and 2% Muck, all sorts of bands on the bill, and DJs too. We're going to hear from a bunch of those bands, as well as some of music that Ryan's worked on and currently is working on. We're going to hear some clips of
some hot new stuff
that maybe nobody's even heard before outside of the...
Pretty much.
Your neighbors in this house in Northeast Minneapolis. Let's get started and play something from the band Building Better Bombs, which you actually are a bass player in.
Sometimes. Yeah.
This is a track. Actually, this is a track that you guys did a while back, right? And just was never released.
It'll be way better when it comes out later. What the?
All right. Here's a track from Building Better Bombs. This is Box Cutter Smile on the local show.
Yeah. Yup. That's why I keep my nose to the stone, sharp to the head. Split pros of a lone cub in a bear pit, and I can barely sit. Still, you know the deal. Wake, work, repeat. I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to free up them wings. Trying to bear some teeth. Insignificance ain't no signature. I'm trying to leave. Set a precedent for me. Trying to teach it to my seat. No predicament too twisted for speech. I'ma just be
alive.
Nuh-uh. Back from seeing Papa drink 40 O-U-N-C-E's just to quench. I rise against O-U-N-C-E. You want your soundscape scrape? That's my homeboy Cease. I'll be that long beater here to choke smoke and pen heaters. Warm the frostbite of the death cheaters. And maybe next year the check clears. Until that time,
nickel and dime.
No Henny or Shine, grind them gears. Me and Cease have been up for years now, peeking out how to live. How funny something so simple can leave you feeling so supple. Belly full, promise to struggle, never bull. Stay doomed through to the muscle. And I've been dreaming for a Cecil beat. Paint stay on the canvas, on the easel beat. Needlepoint, balance them anxieties. And thread with any spool or school of thought that keeps the cloth you stitching different. It's not the pot you eat, it's it. That's why I keep my nose to the stone, sharp to the head. Split pros of a lone cub in a bear pit. And I can barely sit. Still, you know the deal. Wake, work, repeat. I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to free up them wings. Trying to bear some teeth. Insignificance ain't no signature. I'm trying to leave. Set a precedent for me. Trying to teach it to my seat. Too twisted for speech, I'ma just be. So now I stepped into the side saddle, riding all alone. My only weapon is my mind, that and knowing that the road wrote a story of its own entitled. I am yours alone, but I ain't yours to own. No, I ain't yours, and only open eyes would know the lines and quotes. To know I haven't always kept my eyes open, so I'm a, without a home to call my own. Cause dreams are the only roads I roam. And I'm sleeping in a boxcar, dreaming of the lost arts, preaching in Carhartts. Standing at the edge of this cliff, throwing little things off like rock stars and car parts. These scars that are marking up my face and body are the songs that I write about you, but now I base them off me. I'm breaking laws that we all know don't show a sign of purpose. So I walk these lines and these fences till my time is served. These giant churches, burning witches, pretty perverts, city workers and snitches. That's just drying on the fan, the damned. I keep my chin up, sit up and stand. Just combing through the trust, the rust, the dust, the rush and the drunk angst. I cash my check at a blood bank. Plus I got some clown makeup and a traveling dunk tank. Whoa.
Okay.
The local show on 89.3 The Current. We just heard music from Slapping Purses, a little segment of that, into Milky Silk. And you can find that on the Milky Silk demo tape, which is up online for your listening pleasure. Cecil Otter before that, Traveling Dunk Tank from Rebel Yellow and Total King Blood, Nuke Seattle. It's a cover of a Quincy Punk song that'll be on a forthcoming Quincy Punk's tribute record, Building Better Bombs at the top of the set, Box Cutter Smile. My man, my guest on the first hour of today's local show, Ryan Olson, a participant in the Building Better Bombs project. The rest of that music, all just favorites.
You bet.
Stuff you love.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday, August 10th, you can see Ryan performing with Marijuana Death Squads down at the in Loring Park for the Four Nights in Loring, local bands, local films. There's going to be a screening of Fargo afterwards. POS and some of the gangs guys will be down there as a part of that as well. Otherwise, drop by Saturday, August 14th, the Loring Alley Party right by Nick and Eddie, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Slapping Purses on the bill. Voyager, we're going to hear music from them later on. Total Flood, Poop Smeared Mirror, Tender Meat, Spider Baby, Odd Dog, and 2% Muck. We're going to hear from those guys a little later on in the show as well. To Kill a Petty Bourgeoisie and Batman.
Falcon Crest!
Don't forget about Falcon Crest. So, let's talk about gangs, man.
What do you want to know?
Where did the idea for gangs originate from? It seemed like that was one of those things that maybe occurred on a late night somewhere, and, you know, it was almost like a double dare that happened.
Not really. I mean, that's kind of old.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So where did... tell me how Gangs was conceived.
Zach came over to my house one Friday after evening, and we just wrote Gaudy Side, and we were like, we got to keep writing some more songs, I think. And then set up the rules then for how the project would go down.
Which is a really... It's an interesting idea. Like, 69 beats per minute, front to back, all songs... from one to another, sort of. And those were the rules.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Had to have a theme, though. You couldn't have just...
Yeah, it was definitely based off of wanting to do soft rock-ish zone. Getting the soft rock feel.
69 BPM is key for the soft rock feel.
It was a nice feature.
Yeah. And, you know, that's where I think your role as the... I introduced you earlier as a wrangler. That's where your role as the wrangler really became important, because you had to coordinate getting how many different people on that record? 30?
No, it was like 24.
24.
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a good one.
What was the greatest challenge in putting all those people together, bringing them all together, or putting the record together?
There's no challenge. That was kind of the fun part. It was like easy to get people to come over to my house and just have fun. Like that's...
Like what we're doing right now.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So this is in essence, the model for the gang's creation.
Yeah.
Hang out in Northeast.
Yeah.
And mess with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what's going on today here on the local show. Ryan Olson, my guest on the first hour. You know, you had a couple of really interesting people take notice of the gang's project, which I wanted to mention. Of course, Prince made it down to the show and was. I mean, I watched that from 3 feet away, and I was hoping that dude was going to get up there, but wasn't meant to be. But you did get the guy from Godly and Cream in on the video for the cover that you guys did of Cry, which is a beautiful rendition, actually. I'm really glad that you chose to do that.
Yeah, all the things related to the Gangs project has been unexpected and totally
wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's discuss the possibility of a second Gangs record. Is that something that you talked about?
And we probably have the option to do it again. And it wouldn't happen for a couple of years.
That's for sure.
Everyone is in a lot of bands that are doing live-ish just right now. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Well, aside from your work in the Gangs Project, you also work hand-in-hand with Drew Christofferson on running the Totally Gross National Product label. And right here, we're going to play a bunch of stuff that's coming out on Totally Gross National Product. All right, let's start out with this Leisure Birds song. It's from the upcoming record, The Copper Scroll, which will be released on Totally Gross National Product, the label that Ryan runs along with his buddy Drew. This coming fall, it's Leisure Birds on the local show.